Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show.
Here are your news headlines. Well, an Omaha area school administrator is dead. It's following a car crash. The St. Patrick's Catholic School principal, Norm Hale, he died yesterday in a wreck near Colby, Kansas. The 52-year-old had led the school in Elkhorn since 2015. He was set to become principal of Norfolk Catholic School in July. He was going to be moving.
That's so he's the principal, and it's just been rough. Year or so of tragedy at that parish. You know, they had two high-profile families out there that lost children. Mm-hmm. So
you bet.
But they seem like they all kind of wrapped their arms around each other through these tragedies, and I know they've become closer. So that's what you need in a sudden tragedy like this. That's where the church is amazing, Catholic Church.
I know.
If you ever have
community.
A tragedy, they
embrace you.
You turn around and they're just there.
Yeah. Envelop you. Apparently, according to some sources, they were saying that this Norm Hale was a big role in providing support to the parish after that happened. So they're planning, the teachers and the staff are going to meet early today, and they're expected to release more details later. And Top Golf is coming to Omaha.
Ooh.
Westroads Mall, to be exact. The popular entertainment center there across the country. You know, we've been wondering if we were going to get one. They were kind of checking to come to smaller markets like Omaha.
It's like an amazing, gigantic indoor-outdoor driving range meets skee ball. They're really cool. People love them.
Okay.
So golfers get excited, but what their main target has always been basically non-golfers.
So this is right over there where those car dealerships
right.
are.
Baxter's
so Baxter's moving.
That Audi dealership.
Okay.
So it'll be there looking at west of the of Westroads. That's the spot.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because they're big. I mean, it's
big.
A net-wrapped area that's 240 yards long. So the Baxter car dealership is relocating to 168th and West Dodge Road.
It's a tricked out, unbelievable driving range.
It sounds,
and this is
the thing, is that I'm intimidated by it because I don't golf, but I would love to go with my husband or you guys because you guys do. But they said that you don't have to be a golfer. They said the company says 60% of the customers that come to Top Golf.
It's fun.
Play golf less than 3 times a year, if at all.
Yeah,
I mean, like you can go and.
That's their idea because the golf industry is saying less people are playing.
Mm-hmm.
We hope that the numbers aren't that bad. But like there's, you know,
the
this
leagues.
Is reacting to millennials that think
that
a game of golf is too long. Instead of driving around in your golf cart, you sit there like at a bowling lane.
Yeah, it's cool.
Waitress brings you food and beer. You swing real clubs and you hit lit up targets and it's supposed to be awesome.
Yeah. So this is coming. No word on the exact timeline, but hopefully, you know, we'll be... They're planning on using it all year long. They said that the bays will be open in front, but heated in the winter so that they can be used year round.
Break ground in 2018, open hopefully by 2020.
Okay, cool. A downtown building is getting one step closer to local landmark designation. It's the Saunders Kennedy Building at 18th and Douglas Streets. And there is a local developer working with a developer from another state to bring a hotel. It would keep the original look of the building. You know, it's right next to the Woodman of the World. And they would open a boutique hotel and then there'd be like storefronts. But the idea is that they would build a rooftop restaurant bar that would be open to the public there at 18th and Douglas Street. So I guess it could be a tentative opening of summer of next year, summer of 2018. Voter turnout in Douglas County was lower than expected. They say about 57,000 people voted in Tuesday's primary election in the mayor's race and city council. Now, Douglas County election officials had predicted about 65,000 people would come out to the polls, so they overshot their estimates.
They did. Wow.
Yeah. I guess Omaha voters narrowed the field, though, candidates for mayor and city council during that primary. Results of yesterday's or Tuesday's primary election show a split between voters in the eastern part of the city and the western part of the city. I guess Mayor Gene Stothert won the city's three western districts, while challenger Heath Mello won the four wards in the east. It's like we're literally a city divided on
Wow, but on they're that. Still pretty close.
No, it was just interesting how they broke it down. They were close, and Stothert got more than half the vote in districts 5, 6, and 7. And then
you wonder if that's where they canvassed more, and that where they put more of their on the ground
they're walking
efforts.
It.
You know, you that bet. She works more west, and he works more east and downtown. And,
yeah,
I mean that's sort of been his pitch. He's been pitching that he's the middle class guy.
Yeah. So that's just
he's a man of the people.
He's a man of people. He likes dinkers and thinkers.
Yum, who doesn't?
I ate a dinkers yesterday.
Oh, shut up.
Did
you?
You did?
I drive by there all the time.
It's just funny that he was mentioned dinkers of all places, and you're saying you ate there.
Well, that's because about a block away.
Well, his campaign is, Mello's commercial was all about dinkers.
He drives right by Dinkers. He gives them an awesome advertising plug.
Yes, he does. He's inside.
He drives past Dinkers. Yeah. When he mentions the restaurant tax.
Okay.
There's Dinkers a spot where he's driving through the city of Omaha addressing the problems.
Yeah.
Our streets. And then he rolls up in front of a restaurant, but it's Dinkers. Our restaurant tax.
Yep. He loves Dinkers, so.
Dinkers. U.S. and Nebraska flags are going to be flown at half staff today in honor of astronaut John Glenn. He's going to be buried at Arlington National Cemetery today. He passed away in December at the age of 95, but today he's actually going to be laid to rest. So Nebraska's
governor.
What's been
going on in the interim?
I don't know. I was wondering the same thing. I don't know if they're just doing,
I mean, it's a long time ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it's April.
Right.
December.
I don't know what they'd done.
It was a big deal at the time. And everybody was like, Godspeed, John Glenn.
Yep. Yeah.
And then
first man to orbit the Earth, 95 years old, died in December, and now finally being laid to rest. So if you see all those flags at half staff around town,
That's why.
The president is shaking things up on his National Security Council. President Trump removed his chief strategist, Steve Bannon, during a reorganization of the NSC yesterday.
Bannon's the guy the left hates. Remember on SNL they had him come out as if he's the devil pulling the strings behind
death.
Yeah, Alec Baldwin's president. You know, he's the guy running the show.
He's out.
Well, it was a big deal when they had given him a spot on that council.
Yeah.
Well, because the Joint Chiefs of Staff were removed. He was brought in, and people were kind of like, whoa. And so now that the security National Security Advisor is this former General McMaster. He's going to be in charge of setting the agendas, and he's bringing a lot. He's kind of bringing it back around to what it used to be, where it's supposed to be cabinet members, the vice president.
And you got Rick Perry in there now.
Rick Perry, the energy guy.
Rick Perry, the Secretary of Energy and former governor of Texas. He has been added to the council. Remember Rick Perry ran for president?
Wanted to get rid of the energy department. Now that's the department that
he's a part of.
That's why they gave him the gig.
They're like, hey, take care of it.
Facebook is stepping up its battle against revenge porn. The social media giant says in a blog post yesterday that it's using new artificial intelligence, so AI photo matching technologies, to keep revenge porn from showing up after it's reported and removed from Facebook. I guess the software is going to keep the same image from being posted on Instagram and Facebook Messenger. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg wrote on his Facebook page that online sharing of intimate photos to shame someone is wrong and hurtful.
How do they identify it?
Exactly.
It's this artificial intelligence. It's this algorithm that apparently can...
So I complain, they get it, and then they are like, all right, and somehow they can do that.
I mean, take the revenge name out of it. How do you... You can't post porn anyway.
I know.
Flag it.
I've never heard of anything on Facebook that was revenge porn. Maybe it falls into a different category.
The gray area of it's just, a compromising picture.
Right.
Yes.
Because it's your girlfriend, maybe there's the gray area of, they'll allow you some stuff if it was voluntary, a gal kind of scantily clad.
Right. She wants it
off. But if it's the guy posting it.
if it's meant to be.
Why can't Facebook start policing idiot posts?
Oh, that would be great.
Then there'd be no content.
There would be.
What would we be allowed to post if I wasn't posting
the good
stuff?
I mean, there's like, 2% of Facebook is worth seeing. People have learned to.
Yeah, but.
You start looking at dumb posts as almost like spam.
Yeah.
Your eyes are sort of refined to look past.
I think political rants and animals.
I mean, I try and tune out animals, people's kids.
You do? I watch those.
Oh, I like the animal videos.
How many can you watch,
sure.
though?
Oh,
I can only watch a couple. I can only watch a couple. That's Wylene's thing. She loves the animal videos. And
the new thing is like people post, there's like, you don't know if it's a feel good pet story.
Oh, geez.
I mean, you'll click on it and it's, there's somebody I know, they posted, they're like, I want everyone to meet my son. So anyone who knew this person, you were like, oh, I didn't even know that you had a son. This is going to be emotional.
Uh-huh.
It said, grab some tissue. You're going to meet my son.
Okay.
And then you watch it and she's holding her dying dog.
Oh my gosh.
This is my dog. He's my son. And it was like, that was so sad.
Lord.
Do that.
Well,
and then you, but you,
that's what you do with Facebook.
That's what you do with Facebook, but then you shadow it with, that's my, you know what I mean? My son. Everyone's like, oh, awesome. You're going to watch my dog
die.
Well,
she doesn't have kids, so this was her son. It was her doggy.
No, I know. It's
but
just,
I mean, I was drawn in by like, I didn't know you had a kid. That makes sense.
You're like, all right.
Anyway.
Oh, wow.
I'm glad revenge porn is going away. Yeah. So I'm safe now.
You are.
These ladies can take down all the terrible naked pictures of me.
Please stop posting them.
Pepsi, speaking of taking it down, Pepsi is stepping off. They're saying that they missed the mark with the commercial featuring Kendall Jenner. Pepsi apologized. The soft drink company pulled their ad featuring Jenner joining a protest and handing a can of Pepsi to a police officer.
They even apologized to Kendall Jenner.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she was just the hired actress.
She still got paid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi said that it wasn't trying to make light of any serious issue. Instead, it was meant to convey a global message of unity, peace, and understanding. But a lot of people felt like it was them just monetizing off a movement. So we're not going to be seeing that ad on television anytime soon. And it is going to be Britney Spears scheduled to perform in Israel is actually shaking up the presidential election there. Her appearance on July 3rd in Tel Aviv is such a major event in the country that the Israeli Labor Party closely contested primary, which was scheduled for the same day, has been pushed back.
Move election day because
they're going to have a party.
People might not vote because they're busy going to Britney.
The party's election committee says that their decision was based on concerns over expected heavier than normal traffic from concert goings, making it maybe difficult for people to get to the polls. But it's just sort of interesting that they're like moving an election because it's such a big deal that Britney's coming to town. That's what it takes. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right. 6:20. All right, your weather today is pretty good. We're going to see a lot of sun. It's going to be 58 for your high. It's 40 now, so it's chilly. But yeah, it's going to reach 58. And then tomorrow, we're going to see 65 for the high. All right, 402-938-9400. That's in the show.
You should be happy, though, because it's spooky weather around the country. You know, people are still getting weird stuff and storms. You know, the Masters this weekend might be really hard to get it off.
We're very fortunate.
Storms keep chasing everybody off. They're going to get rained all over. They got chased off the course yesterday. They're doing that par 3 contest.
Yeah, with their family.
They've been getting tornadoes rolling through.
Oh, gosh.
Augusta.
Lucky, lucky.
Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.
I had weird sleep again last night. I felt like people were watching, like someone was there watching me sleep last night. So I was in tossing and turning. For some reason, my buddy Bo, who passed away a few years ago, has just been in the back of my head. So now I feel like he's like watching me sleep. It's bizarre.
Maybe he is.
Yeah. I mean, we had Rebecca Rosen on this week, so it's probably less back of mind and more front of mind, the people that we've lost. And, you know, I mean, I would think you and Bo were so close. It's got to be probably like,
Yeah. And you had a dream that he was watching you?
Yeah, no. I felt like something was in the room just standing there watching me. It was a weird, and I kept waking up kind of looking around going, God, I feel like I'm being watched. It was bizarre.
There must have been something to it, though.
I don't know.
Trust your spidey senses. Didn't Rebecca once tell you that you had a big
eye? Yeah.
We had fun with that. But I mean, she did at one point say that she thought that you would be open to
that kind of stuff.
To that kind of thing.
You know, she's never really read anything from me in all these years.
Right.
You know, she never has.
Well, I think she's tried.
She's tried, but nothing ever.
She's probably like the people on the other side. She's like, is there a Dale? And like, imagine parties, grandpa's name was Dale.
And he's like, no.
No, I've never known anyone named Dale. And your grandpa is in heaven like, are you kidding me?
I just know him as grandpa.
I mean, because you do that in your real life.
Yes, I do.
I'll be like, I ran into your buddy Jim. He's like one of your best friends. And you'll be like, I've never met anyone named Jim. And then I'll show you a picture and I'll go, oh, yeah, Jim.
Oh, hey.
That's my boy.
My best friend.
That's my bro, Sif.
Oh, man.
Every day, buddy Jim.
Love that guy. Love him.
Spirits might have...
Yeah.
Like giving up.
Exhausted themselves. Exhausted their limited afterlife patience.
Yeah. They're like, I'm here.
That, or they're on their other side like, I'm not here. Like they're like giving the wave off. Like you're like, I'd love to hear from somebody. They're like, I'm not home. I got stuff and things.
Stuff and things going on.
I'm busy doing Top Golf afterlife.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe that's what it was. It was, I started watching that. What is that dang show you got?
The Discovery. And I was wondering if
that's got to be what it is.
Absolutely. Because you were going to watch that. The Discovery, for people who don't know, is this movie that's on Netflix right now. Killer cast, but it's all about this scientist basically coming out and saying, there is an afterlife. I can prove it.
I saw the first 10 minutes of it, and I decided to wait. It's pretty good right out of the gate. It's
really
good.
I'm waiting for this weekend because I know that it's going to be one of those, I watch 10 minutes and go to sleep.
It'll keep you going.
But I want to be able to stay up for it. But a weeknight. I'm just like, by the time I can get the kids down and watch something like that, as much as I'd love for the kids to see a movie about a creepy affirmation of the afterlife, I'm trying to be a good parent.
Yeah. It's
Should you always fall asleep in front of the TV? I mean, is that
always?
Does that become nightly now?
Yes, it's bad.
I mean, is it bad in terms of, like, bums out your husband?
He comes down. I mean, like, bums him out in the sense that, like, he comes down and he'll be like, you know, he'll wake me up and I'll say, oh, yeah, just a couple more minutes. I just need to watch the end of this. And he's like, Molly, you're asleep on the couch. I'm like, oh, no, I know. And then I got to rewind and watch what I just watched, you know, because, well, I'm sure we're going to be talking about it tomorrow. And so then I rip Van Winkle myself and all of a sudden I wake up and I'm snuggled up on the couch. The thing that sucks is that I have a very warm cat. And so he like curls up. And so I'm like warm and in a happy place.
So when you wake up, is Peter already gone?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it'll be like, I woke up this morning at 1 o'clock in the morning on the couch. And I was like, well, time to go upstairs, I guess. Peter is like lights out. Like he used to even keep like the night light on for me. And now he's just like, after 10 years of
this. Yeah, you can get in that rut though. You can get in that rut.
Hey, and man. I don't want to. And that's
like your body starts codifying. It looks at the couch as the bed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
So
that's the one thing that's what you told me a long time ago. About that, because when I was in a relationship before, I'd fall asleep on the couch. And then that's what you said, don't fall into that rut of falling asleep on the couch, because you do it all the time. And sure enough, man, I was doing it.
And then you wind up always crawling in bed next to your gal, and she's already out.
Yeah,
right.
Started out like a light, and so there's none of that.
There's like an intimacy that you lose, you know.
And I hate it. I mean, this is the problem, is that due to our schedules, our nighttime habit is like
that's
our nighttime is because I go to bed earlier than he's a night owl. And so, I mean, obviously due to how we keep a schedule for the show, I'm not burning the midnight oil. You know what I'm saying? So we already are kind of staggered bedtimes. But I don't like falling. Like, I always have that, like, depressive feeling when you wake up on the couch. You're like, I did it again.
Yeah.
It's like that dirty habit, you know? Like, you don't mean to. And then it just happens. It sneaks up on you. And then it's just, like, lost time. And then it just, like, interrupts the sleep cycle.
Yeah, see, my mother, she used to fall asleep on the couch. Or during movies all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember that moment when my stepfather at the time came home with like four movies, all excited. It was like a Saturday.
Oh.
And then, sure enough, didn't get to one of them because the first 10 minutes of the first one, and then he just had a defeated look on his face. And then
I try. I mean, if we start early enough, I can make it through. You know what I'm saying? If I've had a good nap.
So there's no way the two of you have shows. You're just lying to each other. I mean, the two of you can't have series that you watch together because you crash out.
Yeah, Peter and
it wouldn't be fair for him to then stop watching your Netflix show.
Oh, I've never said that we have shows. We don't have shows. No,
yeah,
we do not
have
shows.
Probably because of that reason. But lots of couples do.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of people have like, oh, we watch, you know, Scandal together or whatever. We don't. We'll watch like House of Cards. I mean, the stuff that we watch is like Netflix stuff where we could watch it whenever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
There's not like a appointment television. Yeah. I mean, we have a media disconnect. What he likes to watch, what I like to watch, and when we watch it is totally not in sync. It hasn't been a problem. I mean, it, you know, but it's definitely something where it's like, if he wants to watch a movie, we got to start it the minute the kids go to bed.
The growing trend right now is, you know, people sleeping in separate beds that, you know.
I can't even imagine.
Can you imagine doing
that?
No.
Sleeping in separate beds, sleeping in separate rooms. Like, I know people where it's like, you know, they get to a certain point where one or the other snores or they can't.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I could never. I mean, that is my cross to bear.
You snore.
I snore. No,
yeah. Like, I need another room, man. Molly really snores, so.
I need my space.
The Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.
All right, Celebrity News, Molly, what's up?
So, local talent, Adam Devine, he's going to be hosting this year's MTV Movie and TV Awards.
Is he?
Yeah, pretty cool. It's going to be, for the first time, it's going to include TV series. So they're calling it, it's not just the MTV Movie Awards anymore. It's the MTV Movie and TV Awards. And this is the first time in 25 years that they're going to be including television. It's going to air live from Los Angeles, May 7th. So it's coming up here pretty quick. But yeah, that's pretty cool for Adam. David Letterman is going to be accepting helping induct Pearl Jam on Friday. He's replacing Neil Young, who apparently is no longer able to do the honors. This year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the induction ceremony is tomorrow night, and Neil Young was set to be the artist that, you know, introduces Pearl Jam. And
pretty neat. An iconic band like Pearl Jam gets in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So the introduction speeches really are a big deal.
Yeah,
I thought they're part of it.
It's this rousing, something that's important that resets to the audience why this band's such a big deal.
Yeah.
So they love Neil Young. Pearl Jam does, but they love Letterman. Letterman said Pearl Jam was one of the best his favorite bands
when he ever did.
I didn't realize they never did. They never did Jay Leno.
Oh.
So you wonder if that's respect.
That is.
Pearl Jam went on David Letterman's show 7 times.
Okay.
And I know they did when he retired, and they always rocked it every time they came out.
Yeah, I was just reading that Pearl Jam played a 10-song set for David Letterman's audience back in 2006.
Oh, wow.
So I can't wait to see a Pearl Jam 2-song live performance at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. I remember there was a moment where Pearl Jam kind of was off the grid a little bit when they were fighting Ticketmaster. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like mid-90s, maybe 94, 95. And they'd done some shows at Red Rocks, and then that was it. The tour was over because they were having ticket problems since they were going around Ticketmaster.
Yeah, because they didn't want anybody paying those fees.
And they were like in the height of their career. Everybody wanted to see Pearl Jam, but you weren't really seeing them anywhere. And Letterman's doing his show one night, and he's talking about the song Black. Remember that song? Why? Uh-huh. And he keeps going back and forth with Paul Schaefer all night. There's that part in the song where that Eddie Vedder, he just keeps going, why? Can it be?
Yeah.
I think he goes on, Paul, for like 20 minutes. And he just does a bit all night. And all of a sudden, Paul Shaver's like, do you want to find out how long he goes? Eddie? And the band just goes into...
Oh, sweet.
The middle of Black.
Yeah.
And he comes out of the wings and sings, just belts out the solo. And then drops the mic and walks out, gets in a cab and drives away in New York. It was awesome.
Yeah.
But like they did it as a mutual affection for each other that they knew Letterman loved him and they love Letterman.
That's pretty awesome. So they're going to be put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's sweet.
They get
I thought they already were.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
So, Snoop Dogg.
And then it'll air later.
Snoop Dogg will be inducting Tupac.
Okay.
Jackson Browne. Geddy Lee and Alex from Rush are going to be inducting Yes.
Okay, cool. Yes.
Oh, ELO gets in.
I'm so excited for ELO.
Lenny Kravitz is going to pay a tribute to Prince. It'll be really neat.
Okay, all right. And we won't see that until...
It'll be airing on HBO in May.
Later on. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Always follow
April
up 29th.
With that.
April 29th, okay. Katy Perry, I guess when she's feeling a little blue, Katy Perry has a foolproof plan to boost her self-esteem. She Googles herself. I guess Katy Perry took to Instagram to post a throwback photo of herself wearing a, you know, push-up bra and short shorts. And she said, I was feeling insecure about my last two posts. So she puts this post, Katy Perry hot. Apparently that's what she Googles. And then is able to see just all of the images, and it reaffirms to her that she's still got it.
She's got it. Uh-huh. She ought to do Katy Perry plus naked and see how many people, you know, pasted her face on naked bodies.
Her head onto something else. You're like, this is
so weird.
Gross.
The Big Party Morning Show. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Please follow me now. Omaha's number one music station. Channel 94.1.